Yes, it's that time of the week where we chat to our wonderful Judy Sharp, our gardening guru. So what are we talking about today, Judy?
Okay, look, we've had some rain, haven't we?
We have.
So we've got a few jobs to do now in the garden. We've got to do some work on the hibiscus, the moreas, the gardenias, the sanqua camellias, and also two cyclamen are coming into the shops.
Now, cyclamen, please explain.
Okay, easy peasy. Over in the north, they grow under the trees. They come up in the snow even. They're beautiful, but they are a winter plant.
Right.
So if you do buy one this early, we've still got a lot of heat. So I suggest if someone does buy one, because they're very tempting, they're beautiful. They'll come up with very bright coloured flowers. And there is one that's actually cyclamen coloured.
Right.
You know, it's gorgeous. So what you do when you do buy one, even if you buy early now, you need to pop them out at night in a sheltered spot.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So if somebody looks out the window and sees you digging in the garden at night, are they going to be a bit suspicious?
Well, no, because you can buy bedding ones.
Right.
Little ones that come in punnets, but these spectacular ones are more meant for inside.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so they're absolutely beautiful, and I bought one the other day for a present for someone.
Lovely.
And what? Gave them instructions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once we get into winter too, they like the cold, and we've suddenly got all the heat on in the house, so.
Ah, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
So you pop them out at night and bring them back in the next morning.
Gotcha. And we're going to start with Robin from Karooa. Hi, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you called last week, didn't you?
No, darling, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago. About a maiden hair?
Correct.
Yes, and you burnt it.
Yeah, but what I did, there was not much, what do you call them, leaves, fronds. There was only three or four green bits in it. It was in a big pot and all the rest was dead. So I got my gas lighter and just put it right across every little bit there, the dead bits and all. And now it's come back beautiful.
Robin, that's great advice, but mine is always looking good. I don't think I'm going to have to burn mine because I water it so regularly.
Right, right. Now, I did speak to you before, remember, you said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I know, I got a shock, yeah.
But no, darling, it was dead, nearly all but dead.
Well, I know people that have, I have heard that before, Robin, but thankfully, I've never had to do it.
Well, you never know. One of the listeners may need.
Oh, they might too. They might too. Yeah. Well, you've.
Sweetheart, my marigolds are dead, so I've given them a spray with. I can't remember the name of the stuff, but what is the best thing to spray on marigolds?
But they're dead, so you go.
No. Oh. There's a good one there, but it's gone a bit looking dead.
Okay, so why are they dying, Robin?
I'm blowed if I know, Judy, because I give them plenty of water.
Ah, well, maybe that's the problem, because they wouldn't like a real lot of water, marigolds.
No, but they're all sort of dead, all the leaves and everything. It looks like something could be eating them, maybe.
Oh, that could be the case, but they'd taste pretty dreadful, marigolds.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, but we have had a very hot summer, Robin.
Yeah, true.
I think that's the problem, darling. It might be time to dig them out, put some poultry manure in, because when you plant the winter plants, you always have alkaline soil. Did you realise that?
No, sweetheart.
So you need some poultry manure, and then you'll be ready to plant all the beautiful things like pansies and those kind of plants.
So what I've done, I've cut all the flowers off naturally because they were dead, you know, and left the buds. Will they regenerate if I sprinkle the seeds out of the buds?
Oh, look, marigolds are annuals, so probably not. But I think it's time now to, you know, fix up your soil ready to plant for the winter.
And have another go.
So we need poultry manure.
Right. All right, sweetheart. Thanks very much, Judy.
And thank you for ringing again to refresh my mind about that, because, you know, every week we get different listeners. Someone mightn't have been listening last week, so...
You'd need a brain like a computer. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really lucky because Amanda has got a brain like a computer.
I don't know about that.
Okay, thanks for the call, Robin.
Thanks, heaps. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Next, we've got Joanne from New Lambton. Hi, Joanne. How can we help you?
I've got a gardenia problem. Hi, Amanda and Judy.
Hello. How are you today, Joanne?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what's the matter with the gardenia? Sooty mould?
No. Uh-huh. I took a cutting from my mother's plant and, well, a few cuttings, and they've all took. But this year I had one that really had buds on it, but one came out and the rest were all brown and died off, and then they fell off.
Right, okay. And you can't see anything on the stem?
No.
No. Rightio. Now, did this happen while we've had the heat of summer?
Well, yeah, it probably has, because I went away and I left my daughter in charge of looking after the pots.
Oh, so they were in pots too, Joanna, so she would have had to water every day, darling.
Right. Yeah.
So we could sack her.
Oh, right. I better not do that. She's got to do it again.
I think that's all that's happened. Pots, and they, you know, I was going to talk in a little while about what to fertilise them with.
Yes.
I was going to suggest cow manure, but not in pots, dear.
Right,
yeah. So just look around for a nice, you'll see somewhere in a packet, food for gardenias. Generally Flourish, if you for a Flourish packet. And, you know, that's all you need to do in a pot. But also, too, I'd put a little bit of peat moss around the top, which holds the moisture in. So when you go away and your daughter doesn't water...
All right.
We'll have a bit of better chance for survival.
Okay. Thanks for that.
That's okay, Joanne.
And are they supposed to be kept in the shade or the sun?
No, look, they are very hardy. They will take full sun and they will take semi-shade.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
They don't need to be in the total shade.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is with pots, they can get heated up very quickly.
Right. Okay.
So maybe find a spot in the morning sun if you can.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy, for
that's
that.
That's okay. You're quite welcome, Joanne.
Thanks, Joanne.
Okay.
Take care. Bye. Lastly, we've got Jackie from Edgeworth with a... You want to talk about hydrangeas?
Hello, yes. Jackie. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Fighting fit today.
Oh, that's really good. Yes, hydrangeas. I'm having trouble with them. I've got about four of them at the moment. My mother's got about three. But I don't seem to get enough flowers on them. And I've just sort of cut them one lot back. But I'm just not sure whether I'm doing the pruning properly.
Okay, rightio. Now, can you remember, did you prune back to a double eye? That's one on either side of the stem.
Oh, okay.
Or did you just prune back to, you know, higgledy-piggledy?
Oh, yeah, sort of all over the place.
Okay, well, that's the secret.
Right.
They need to be pruned very correctly, otherwise they won't get many flowers on. And are they in the ground or in pots?
They're in pots.
Oh, right, okay. So what do you fertilise them with, Jackie?
Well, I've been fertilising them with Thrive, and also eggshells, because they said eggshells for some reason.
Right, okay. So what colour is it? That might be to keep them alkaline. So they're pink.
Right, one's a really brilliant red.
Yeah.
The other one's like a pinky colour.
Yeah, no, that's why they've said eggshells. Because they need to be maintained. Otherwise, if you put anything stronger on or anything different, they'll turn blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
that'd be
nice.
Well, it would be if they're in the garden, because if they're in the garden, you could put cow manure on them.
Oh, right.
That's what makes them blue.
I haven't long moved, so I was... I'm trying to, get them in the garden somewhere,
Okay, well, then you used your cow manure then. But just...
Right.
Yeah, but you do have to prune back to the double eye, Jackie.
Righto. Okay, then.
Okie-do.
Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye. Judy, I have a gardening question from my father.
Fire away.
So he wants to know, how far do you cut agapanthus down the stem ready for next year?
Okay, cut the stem right down to the bottom, you can tell your dad.
Okay.
And right down to the bottom.
And I actually know what agapanthus are now because he has some in his garden. And I was like, oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew.
Very, very, very hardy plants, Amanda.
Mm.
Very difficult to kill them.
Right.
Yeah, and I always get questions asked. Some people ask me, but I put blue in and they've turned white.
What blue seeds?
No, blue plants. And they're suddenly flowering white.
Now,
there isn't an easy answer for that one, so we won't go into that today. We'll wait till agapanthus time comes around. But look, your dad just prunes them right back to the bottom. And tell him make sure he fertilises them now to encourage the new growth.
Any particular fertiliser?
Oh, look, are they in the ground or in pots?
They're in the ground.
In the ground, so are they blue or are they white?
White.
Okay, I'd suggest he gives them a little bit of poultry manure.
Okay, I'm just writing this down so I don't forget.
Well done, well done.
Excellent, okay, well hopefully he's listening. Wonderful. Okay, so what else do you want to talk about today?
Oh, well, we've got a lot of things to talk about. It's time to start fertilising the lawns lightly. Now we've had a bit of rain and we need to use sugarcane mulch on the garden beds to hold in the moisture.
Sugarcane mulch.
Yeah. Now we've got to take advantage of the little bit of rain we've had. So if you're lawn happy, which a lot of the gentlemen are, they need to just fertilise them lightly now, not to overdo it in case it comes out boiling hot again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it is going to be a bit warmer tomorrow, Okay, well, next we've got Sharon from Brunkerville on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Judy.
Nice to talk to
Sharon.
You. You've got a flowering plum.
I have. We've put six down our laneway on our farm. And last year they did get a bit dry. We irrigated them. But this year when they've re-sprouted in spring, two of them, or one in particular, is sprouting from the bottom of the tree, not the top.
Ah, right, okay. So they must have been grafted, Sharon, were they?
They could have been. I left it this year hoping that I'd just keep the water up to it and it might reshoot at the top.
Right.
But it's still coloured, so it's still got the dark leaves for the tree. But I just wasn't sure whether I should cut off the main stem and promote the bottom branches that have come, or whether I should cut them off.
No, look, I think I'd cut them off. But when you do, you need a little bit of sandpaper to rub where they were shooting, so it doesn't do it again.
Okay.
Now, are there any shoots at the top?
No, not really.
Ah, so it sounds like they've shot below the graft, I'm guessing, yeah. So you could try the sandpaper trick and prune the back and keep your fingers crossed. Otherwise, you might have to buy a replacement.
Okay, that's all good. Well, thanks so much, Judy.
That's okay, Sharon. Give us a ring and let us know if it survives.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you
very much, Sharon. Bye. Next, we've got Ingrid from Bolton Point. Hi, Ingrid.
Hello, Judy. Ingrid. Oh, hang on, that's Amanda.
You can recognise our voices. You've got a pawpaw tree?
Yeah,
issues?
I do.
Issues with it or not?
Sorry?
Have you got issues with it or is it going well?
It's going well. I just need to know what I can do to encourage the actual fruit.
Oh, right. Okay.
When I planted it, I prepped the soil with the mupu, so it's pretty happy with that. I look after the soil with that. Oh, you're going to ask me what it's called and I don't know. Those granule things that slow release.
Right, okay, yeah.
So that gets that. And every fortnight I fertilise the tree. I alternate with Thrive one fortnight and then the next fortnight Sea Soul.
Now, right, okay.
The tree is really, really happy. It's got a lot of fruit on it, and it's probably about, the fruits are about as big as your hand, like if you put your two hands together. But they're green. What can I do to, because it's getting exciting now. I'm really excited. It's just such a buzz seeing it. And it's had all these babies. There's all these little pawpaw trees around it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Pawpaws are easily grown, but the fruiting should happen while it's hot. So how long have the fruit been on there?
Oh, gosh. It's still got more fruit coming through, like up the top.
Right, okay, yeah. So they're in the sun, aren't they? It's in the sun?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Ingrid, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. You might be just being a bit impatient, do you think?
maybe.
Look, I think I'd continue what you're doing because you sound like you're right on the ball. And if you're still having problems in a couple of weeks, give us another ring back and I'll look for another alternative for you.
Okay. But
I think it's just...
Oh, and I'm doing that copper stuff too because you talked about that a few weeks ago.
Oh, copper oxychloride.
Yeah, I'm doing that too.
Oh, my gosh. Look, no wonder that you're getting so much fruit.
You're going to turn into a pawpaw farmer.
I just want to eat it.
Okay, Ingrid, well, give us a buzz in a couple of weeks, will you, and I'll check it out again.
Rightio. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Bye.
Bye. We've got Nick from Wood Rising on the line. Hi, Nick.
G'day. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Good, thank you. Now, you want to talk about pruning frangipanies.
Yeah, I've got a giant out in the backyard that I inherited when I bought the place. It's now about 18 metres high. I'm wondering when I should prune it and how severely I can prune it.
Oh, Nick, you can prune it very severely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd wait till they stop flowering and when we're getting more towards the winter.
In the winter time when it's bare.
Yeah. But don't wait till it's really, really cold. But, once you start to see it looking a little bit unhappy, I'd prune it then.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
So even late autumn.
Late autumn. Okay, I'll put that on the calendar.
Okay.
And you've got to wear gloves, don't you, because aren't they poisonous inside?
Oh, yes, they've got the milk in them.
Right.
Yeah. But, Nick, the other thing you could do, you could wait till coming up to spring.
Yep.
That might be a good way to go. And then because they'll be reshooting then, so you won't do any damage to it. But it's a fairly tall tree.
Oh, it's humongous.
Nick, do you think you need a tree lopper?
Somebody will get a pole lopper or something like that to see if I can get up high on a ladder.
You be careful.
Yeah. I will.
Okay, look, you can't kill it, I don't think, Nick. They're very hard to kill.
Yeah, it certainly likes it where it is at the moment.
Mm. Okay, well, off with its head.
Off with its head.
Off with its head.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick, for the call. Bye.
Bye. Next, we've got Joan from Adamstown. Hi, Joan.
Hello, Joan.
Good, thank you. You want to talk about vegetables?
Yes, I've got quite a lot of spinach plants. But whenever I go to water them, there's hundreds of little grasshoppers all over them and they're eating holes in it.
Oh, gee, Joan, that's a problem, isn't it? Are they ready to eat yet?
Yes, they're about 15, 16 inches high.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to pick, actually.
Yeah, look, you'll have to be careful with your spraying.
Yeah, I know, because I want to eat it.
Yeah, because you want to eat it, so... Mm. I think you probably have to go out there and give them a bit of a work over. Look, sometimes I use at home pyrethrum on those grasshoppers and different other insects as well. And then if you read the instructions carefully, you probably still will be able to eat it after a few days.
Just wash it well?
Oh, yes, of course. Wash it well, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
But definitely, you've got to get rid of them because you don't want holes in it.
Well, they're like lace at the moment.
Oh, dreadful.
Beautiful to look at, but...
Yeah. little devils, and they'll be underneath both sides, so you have to have a really good look around and see what you can find. And but
I go up and give them a shake with a broom every now and then, and they fly off in hundreds.
Well, why don't you pick it then while when they're flying off?
Well, they're still all holes.
I see. Yeah, look, it's a shame, but you make sure you get some pyrethrum.
Yes, and you, I think I've got it.
Oh, yes. Good, okay, yep. It's amazing what we have in the garage and we don't even use.
Well, you don't know what it's for or what it does, and, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why I stick to the pyrethrum, because I know that it's, you know, it's safe on vegetables.
Yes. Okay, Dawn.
Okay, thank you, Joan.
Thanks for your help. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, you too. Bye. To NURFM 103.7. This is Gardening Talk Back with Judy Sharp, and we have Sandra on the line. Hi, Sandra. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Judy.
Hello, Sandra.
I've got two issues, Judy. One is I've got agapanthus, and they've got like a mildew in the leaves, and then they go all wilty, and they look like leopard skin, and they die.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
And the other thing are my roses. I've got the standard roses, and they get in the little buds that are blooming. They get a little brown speck in them, and then when they open up, they're half brown.
Yeah, that's budworm.
Budworm, okay.
Sandra. I've had it myself, and I was so annoyed when I got it. But you know, you will need to get a good rose spray and spray it.
Okay, righto, perfect.
Now,
perfect.
With your agapanthus, it sounds like it's a bit fungal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Terry said that we had it once before, and he poured something down into the, that it had to drip down from the leaves into the roots, but he can't remember what it was called.
Why am I not surprised about that, Sandra?
And he also said to tell you, you've got some ragar in the garage there for you.
Oh, look, you know what? When you get the rose spray, I'd hit the agapanthus with that as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, we'll do that, Judy.
Sounds like you're still into the garden, Will.
We are. We miss you in there in the shop, so we can come in and get some advice.
Oh, you can always ring us now.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, ring us here. Ring me here.
Yeah. I thought you meant, you're opening up somewhere. Oh. Anyway, thanks a lot, Judy.
That's okay, Sandra. Bye.
Next on the line, we have Val from Dora Creek. Hi, Val.
Hi, Judy.
Hello, Val. How are you, dear? Dwarf camellia. Have you got one?
Yeah, I've bought it as a miniature one. And it grew 3 foot high. And it came out beautiful with flowers last year. But this year it's grown like spindly. It just grew up to about 2 foot, another 2 foot high sort of thing. And I don't know whether they look a spindly sort of thing just coming out of the top of it. And I've got this round bottom of green, all lovely green, and they spindly tops coming out of it.
Do I prune
them back?
Look, tell me something. Is it in a pot or in the ground?
No, it's in the ground.
Right, okay. And have you fed it at all with cow manure?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay, I'd be giving it a little dose of cow manure and keep the water up to it, of course. But
I keep the water up to it. It looks a bit, it's like a round at the bottom, lovely and green round. But I just have these spindly tops out of it, and I'm thinking it looks a bit queer with all this spindly tops coming out.
Well, you know what? I'd let it flower, and after it finishes flowering this time, cut that top back.
Oh, right. But it's just not growing out at the sides. It's just
Okay. Well, it's a bit late now to prune it because they will be starting to make flowers, make buds. So, look, why don't we hang in, see what happens when it makes the flowers, and give me a ring back after that.
Righto then. Thanks for your help.
That's okay, but the cow manure is wonderful, so try that.
I will. Thank you for so much.
Thanks, Val.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Okay, we've got Lynn from Hawk's Nest. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for holding. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Judy. Hello, Amanda. Okay. Look, I've got a blueberry bush that's only a couple of years old in a pot. I got my first crop from it this season. Now, I feel that the plant is way too big for the pot I've got it in, so I want to put it into a larger pot before next year's flowering. When is the best time that I should transplant it from one pot to another?
Oh, right. Okay, Lynn, that's an easy-peasy one, dear. You know when it starts to flower. Well, we want to have it repotted before then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'd wait till that time's coming up, after the end of winter, perhaps, and then repot
at
it.
At the end of winter. But it flowers.
I know they fruit in winter.
But they start flowering a lot earlier than that, don't they?
They do. But if we do it during winter, I think it might, you know, be unhappy doing that. That's why I'm saying, you know, even you could do it now. Now we're getting out of this hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be inclined to do it now coming up to autumn.
All right.
So you've
okay.
got it all ready for flowering again.
Well, that's sort of what I had in mind before it starts to, because it's grown beautifully and it's got beautiful new shoots all over the branches and that, but it's getting, as far as I go, way too big for the size of the pot I've got.
Yeah, no, it'll go backwards if you don't repot it. But see, okay. Lynn, you didn't really need me.
You
were on the ball. You knew already.
Just wanted to clarify. I got it right.
Why not? I enjoy talking to you, Lynn. Thank you.
And I love your show. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Lynn. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, Judy, you had a few other things that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I do. Have we got time?
Yeah, we've got about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Oh, I'll be a fast talker today, won't I? Well, Sasanqua camellias are soon going to begin setting buds, so they need to be fertilised with cow manure or camellia fertiliser. And, you know, we've got to be careful with that when I say this, in case our listeners have got them in pots.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would use a camellia fertiliser and cover the roots with peat moss.
Peat moss.
Peat moss. They love it. They love it. It's giving them half a feed as well. And then last week, I'm getting sidetracked there. Have we talked about cyclamen? We did.
A little bit, but you were going to continue talking
that's
about
it. I was, dear. Sorry. We had so many calls today.
You did.
Lost track. Okay. Cyclamen, they're beginning to show up in the retail outlets. If you're tempted to buy one, they love a sheltered spot outside at night. And very important, always water under the leaves.
Under the leaves?
Under the leaves.
Oh, like, do you mean spray them?
No, water. Water when you're watering, because they've got a little crown where the new flowers are coming out of, and they come out of the leaves. So you just need to lift up your leaves and give it a gentle water outside the leaves.
Right.
Yeah. Easy to do.
Easy to do.
Sounds difficult, doesn't it? But it's not.
I was thinking, you know, you get like a water in a spray bottle and you just spray it that way.
Oh, no. The flowers wouldn't like that.
Right.
Yep.
See, that's why you're the gardener and I just listen, because most of my plants die.
Oh, no, not anymore. They won't. They won't anymore,
no,
Amanda.
No. And anything else?
Look, I think that pretty well covers it at the moment. We talked about fertilising Morea and gardenias with cow manure and hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
I think we pretty well covered it today.
Well, we've had quite a few calls and, covered quite a lot. And hopefully next week we can get on to... Oh, have you got ideas for next week?
Of course.
What are we going to talk about next week?
Oh.
Just a little hint.
No. I work it out.
You work it
out? I work it out. And then I get my ideas before I come here.
Okay. Well, if you've got any questions for Judy or you have any pictures, you can always send them through to us. I believe it's gardening@2nurfm.com, and I will double check that one, but or email reception here at 2nurfm.